The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We've got
Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings.
We've got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens on the stickins, the boom in the other room.
In our last recording in Brett's studio.
Last recording in this studio.
Before we burn it to the ground.
And we build a
and
little...
It, put it on a boat. Send it on to like a Viking funeral.
That's right. We're going to put it on an ice floe. Guess what? We have a great guest.
We're so excited to have him. Actor, musician.
You can listen to his new album, Spring, on Spotify or wherever you stream music. He's an incredible performer and friend.
As you will be about to know, please welcome Philip Lavis.
Hello.
Right away.
Hi, guys.
With the vibrato. Thanks for coming, bud.
Thank you for having me.
So good to see you.
Such a fan of the pod. Such a fan of you guys. Sleepy baby for life.
My gosh, this is all mutual.
The last time we saw you... It was because we were at a bar. We were like, wow, this bar is very cool. And you were just there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to a bar after our Every Place I Cry show. And we were all like, oh my gosh, look at these cool,
look at these cool people.
And then I sidled up in my leather jacket. And I said, hey, losers.
And we were like, oh, please don't take our lunch money. We'll buy you a draft Negroni.
Yeah. I
did. Did that bar have draft Negronis?
I don't think that one does, but it just felt like...
That was the vibe for sure.
Yeah, it's a cool bar.
Yeah.
It's a cool East Side LA bar.
Also,
people were looking cool and hot, if I can be honest.
People were looking cool and hot. There was more mesh going on than I would have thought was in the current like sort of fashion circulation.
There was a lot of mesh in circulation.
I feel like that never has ended. Like
since chainmail, really.
Yeah. Since the days of yore, people have been like, what if I had clothes with a ton of little holes?
Little holes that arrows can't get through, except that now the arrows definitely can't get through. Air through, not arrows.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Little Emo Nights.
Yeah, and Little Emo Nights.
Little Emo Nights.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, we did it so quick. Sir Branson? Sir Carlisle? Can I freaking, like, tell you some of my struggles right now?
Oh, no, hold on. Let me get off this horse. It's too tall.
Ugh.
My horse has been so freaking moody lately.
Dude, yeah, your horse is, like, never content to just have oats. It's always, like, needing an apple. And I'm like, we don't always have apples.
Sorry. Sir Peter, what's up?
Oh, I just was, like, wondering if you ever feel this way. I don't know. It might be too much, but that... Nobody asks us how we feel. It's like... Just because I'm wearing it doesn't mean I'm made of steel. And after a battle, I actually need like a full-on week to just get back to me.
I know
protect me from emotions. Like it might as well have walked straight into the ocean. Sank to the bottom, cause all of the armor in the world can't protect me from emotions. There was a woman in the world who could, my heart could steal. Because all of the armor in the world can't protect me from emotions. All of the armor in the world can't protect me from emotions.
Even after I went to a witch and asked for an emotion shielding potion, but she said no. And also all of the armor in the world can't protect me from emotion.
Oh, I think back to those simple days when I was an eager-eyed squire, before my heart was raging with this unending fire.
I carry a broadsword, but it's true it cuts both ways.
A bunch of knights to sit around and mope and be sad. I thought, is the hello, can I get some eyes on me? Are we here? Are we present in the room?
Yes.
It looks like we're all looking at the floor.
Well, we're just looking at our boots and how dusty they are.
Yeah.
And clean your don't you have squires to do that for you?
They just get dusty again. It's just like, why even clean off the dust when new dust is gonna come?
Because
why
you're representing the dukedom.
Yeah, I know we wear your colors and represent your fiefdom, but sometimes it's like, how do I, you know, acknowledge myself, my individuality, my journey?
You asked to wear a big feather on your... I feel like you said, can I have a big feather on my helmet?
Yes, I wear this big feather, I feel more like myself than I ever have in my life.
Then wear the big... What's the issue here? What are we all so sad about?
It's just like... I don't know, dude, girl. It's just like hard sometimes.
Don't you know we're gonna die?
Of course I know. Listen, my whole thing... is legacy and doing a bunch of things so that no one forgets me after I've died.
No one's going to forget the Duke Earl.
Yeah, I bet in like...
The Duke of Earl.
Yeah, no one's going to... Yeah, you're the Duke of
By
Earl.
By the way, in terms of branding, which do we like better? The Duke Earl or the Duke of Earl?
Duke of Earl. Earl is really catchy. We always shout that as we go into battle.
Everyone does.
Duke of Earl. Yeah. So I think that's...
I'll be shocked if that's the part of my legacy that exists.
Really? I feel like that part like really sings.
A catchy song can stay through the millennia, but individual deeds, maybe not so much.
But what about my idea that like an entryway doesn't have to be an arch, that it could be like a big rectangle? I think that's going to stick.
What would you even call that?
Well, I don't have a name for it yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, you probably should, because that's going to help it catch on.
Even talking about this feels so futile. What's the point when we all, ashes to ashes, dust to dust our way out of here?
Yeah, it's like we quest and we like kill big monsters of the land or whatever, and we defend your land, and then we like come back and do it again the next day. It's like, why though?
It's the why.
It's the why.
Because it's your job, and you get... I'm sorry if being a knight isn't giving enough meaning to your lives. You know what I think, though?
What?
I think you're just all bummed that all three of you are single. I think this is all because you all three recently had your heart broken.
No, it's like...
I don't even think about her anymore.
Yeah, I've never even, like, today thought of Genevieve.
Yeah.
Gwennifer?
Not this guy.
This does not think of Gwennifer at all.
Yeah, and I never think of Gwendolyn. Not even, like, when I'm about to fall asleep and, like, I'm on the bridge between waking and dreaming.
Oh, Genevieve. You don't have my mind.
I don't have your picture in a locket that I carry next to my breast.
And I don't have these tears on my face at all. That's probably just rain that is left. Oh, forget. That did make me think of something. We haven't talked to any of our girlfriends since we became knights. That may have drastically changed our marriage prospects.
Huh.
When we met them, we were all lowly squires with that stupid haircut. That
yeah.
Stupid little pagey boy haircut.
Like someone put a bowl on our head and just cut around it. Sniff.
But no, we're men with titles of sir.
And great hair. And great muscles, and again, great work. I mean, you do okay work, if I'm being totally honest. But listen, like... Yeah,
that's fair, Duke.
You used to do better work. You've been sad lately. How long has it been since you reached out to any of them?
18 months.
Wow, just sort of like went off.
That's one quest long.
Yeah. You know, we were knights in training, and then we completed that quest.
Sure.
And you gave us our official knightdom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we bend a knee.
I said, everyone go off and do one great deed in my name. It took you 18 months.
We each did our one big deed.
They were hard.
Well, as I understand it, Sir Peter, yours actually didn't take as long, but you just wanted to all come back at the same time. And
well,
you sort
I
of like
be
stuck
like hanging
together.
Around. Yeah.
No, I totally get it. But like your thing was like you slew the rare blue falcon.
Yeah.
And that actually took you what, like a week and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just hung out with us for 17 months.
I was trying to find the Whispering Tree, and in my defense, initially, I was told that the Whispering Tree was a real speaking tree and not a metaphor for, like,
right.
a tree at which you can reflect on deep truths.
Right.
And I was supposed to find the chalice.
And you did.
The one true chalice.
The one, the literal Holy Grail.
The literal Holy Grail, which took almost the full 18 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, yours was the longest for Carlisle.
That's faster than anyone that's tried to find it so far.
Yeah, because they had never done it.
And he didn't melt.
Listen, I'm not, he didn't melt. I have the Holy Grail now, which is great for me and great for parties. And it's huge and we don't.
It is huge for parties.
Oh, people are always coming over to see my grail. You saw the little pedestal I put it on, right?
It's a great pedestal.
It's right there in the middle of the church.
Some people might say that having the Holy Grail just as like a talking point at a party would be like really wrong, but that's not for us to judge.
Why though?
Well, it just sort of like undercuts its important meaning.
I think an artifact of that power is actually best if you don't use it. That's take on it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, have I thought about, first of all, I'm not 100% clear on what it does.
I think
you
it gives
drink
you eternal
for it and like
life.
Live for forever, yeah. Whatever. Which no, thank you. That's a
you don't want to live forever.
Oh gosh, no. Have you thought about it?
No,
like, really
I mean,
thought about what that would mean.
Well, am I still young and hot, or do I get old?
You get that's old.
I don't want to live forever.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, actually, maybe I would.
I only want to live forever if I can live forever young and hot.
Yeah, can
Meanwhile,
you imagine?
You know, I'm just thinking like that's enough time with those boys. Like, I'm ready to move
on. I gave them years of my life. I was like, do you want to, like, call this something? And they were like, no.
I don't have a title, so you can't have our title. Like,
it's like
I
don't need you to have a title. What
but I guess
this,
my
like,
dad did. My dad very much was like, I cannot wed you to a squire.
My dad's dead. So
we know. We know.
Poison in the night.
By who?
Me, obviously, I did it.
Tee-hee.
Listen, when your dad sucks, you have to take out your dad.
I agree.
Gwendolyn, you're the worst.
Listen,
the best of the worst.
Listen, am I? Look,
you
was it?
Are the best of the worst.
Thank you.
And we are all three of the worst.
Yeah. Listen, was it a crime? Yes. Will I ever be caught? No. Is the village better off for me in charge?
Definitely.
Your village has never been better.
Thank you.
When I was coming over here in the carriage, I was like, wait a second. Is this a road?
Oh my gosh, thank you for noticing.
Hell yeah.
We did make a road.
I'm always trying to convince my dad and brothers to put a road in our village, and they're just like, who has the time? And I was like, you do.
It will go faster once you have a road.
That's right.
But honestly, you know what might solve that?
What?
Patricide.
Me killing my dad.
Take out your bad dad.
Well, my dad's not that bad. My dad's more like a lazy dad.
Also, it would go to your brother, Mina.
It would go to I have nine brothers.
Nine brothers. That's nine. A big.
Do any of you want to marry one of those? Or are you still like pining off for your? Because we'd be so sick if we were little sissies.
I mean, maybe, but like from hearing it from you,
they're all super.
They're all
dumb.
Not great.
Yeah, they're big, dumb, cute, but they're very sweet. They're just like, you know, big dumb cuties. And it'd be very fun if we were sissies.
Okay with just a big dumb cutie. Is that maybe all that I need?
I don't know.
I mean, I've got the brains enough to run a freaking kingdom. So cutie might be fine with me.
Yeah.
I could take a poor penniless orphan if they were willing to do what I say.
Yeah.
I'll take whatever I need as long as I get my way.
We're talking himbos, big and strong and nothing going on up top. We're talking himbos, so big and strong,
but there's a lid forever.
up top.
Uh-huh.
A himbo. Big.
Yeah.
And strong.
Yeah.
There is a lid for every pie.
Can you imagine a himbo in your home?
I can.
You get home and immediately he's got you on a throne.
Yeah, like he's in the kitchen wearing nothing but an apron and he maybe made you dinner. Do any of your brothers cook?
One of them does.
Okay.
But he only knows how to make one type of stew. But
okay.
If you like that stew, then hey, he's got you.
And like, what's in the stew? Is it a good kind of stew?
I feel like both of you are getting a little bit distracted from the main idea. We're talking
himbo.
Basic base that starts with a mirepoix.
Okay.
And then he thickens up the roux with some drippings that are around. And then the protein is just like what is left over.
Okay.
So it could be beef or mutton or venison.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, it could
it
be
seems
like.
Seems like all of the ingredients in the stew are mutable and there's not a recipe for the stew.
Well, it's like a slow simmering veggie base and then you add.
Guys.
Yeah, hold on. I just like,
guys.
Is there one thing that is like always.
Guys.
In the stew? What?
Yes. I thought we were talking about some hot guys!
Alright! Himbos! They're big and strong!
Yeah.
Don't seem to actually have a recipe for stew, they're himbos! But if they're big and strong, they just might be for you!
Oh, there's always coriander in the stew.
Okay, so it's like a.
No matter what, there's always. Coriander in the stew.
Always coriander in the stew. Now, okay, can you? I'll do a date. I'll set.
I would love
that. Date. Do you want to come? We'll double.
Well, I can't double with my own brother.
No,
but
I mean I would bring someone.
You could.
For you today.
You gonna bring one for me?
Yeah, I'll bring one. Well, you want a triple?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that we're like not even thinking about those three squires we were in love with 18 months ago.
Yeah. That was who I was gonna bring for you.
Oh. Wait.
He's a knight now.
What?
Oh, yeah. They're all knights now.
They're all knights?
Yeah, they went on a quest. One of them, I think, shot the rare blue falcon. One of them, I think, found the Holy Grail.
My gosh, I bet it was Sir Carlisle.
I think it was Sir Carlisle.
And what did Sir Branson do?
Found a tree that was good to think by.
Wow.
Metaphorically, the tree was a big deal, but I think in actuality, the tree was just like a tree.
Well, now that they've risen in station, I could be open to seeing them.
I don't know. For me personally, the station didn't fix what was fundamentally wrong with their personalities.
Whoa.
Which was that they were unwilling to commit to the relationship.
That's so true. And you know, my brothers will just commit. Like, if I say, hey, these are my friends, these are my,
these are my friends, marry them.
I do have one brother that if I say jump in this pit, he does it. He's my twin.
That's not the stew one?
No.
What's the stew one's name?
The stew one's name is
it's Stew, right?
It is Stuart. It's Stuart.
A little on the nose, but hey,
yeah.
He's the big hot one.
They're all big
and hot.
Then I can't really speak to their hotness.
I mean,
you could.
I can, but it's like hard for me.
It'd be weird if you did.
I'm just saying it's relatively common in this time.
Absolutely. I just mean it's harder
to
for
know
me
if
to,
your brothers are
no,
hot
no,
or
no,
not.
To, no,
to marry,
marry
within
brother.
Your family.
Yeah, especially
my uncle is my dad.
Yeah.
How's
especially
that?
When there's
your uncle is, you know what? I just trust you.
Yeah, just trust me.
I believe you. I'm sick of people saying my uncle is my dad and people jump down your throat like, how? Why?
It's very
bitch,
easy.
Bitch, pack up. My uncle's my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bitch, pack up.
Pack
my
up.
Uncle's my dad.
Not just back up. Pack up. Leave town.
You want
town.
Me to pack up the snacks?
Oh, gosh. Priscilla, no.
Oh,
we're
Roy.
Fine. We're still eating them.
Oh, Roy.
We forgot you were here, Priscilla. You just blend
oh,
in.
No.
Your sooty face blends in with the stone.
Oh, Priscilla. If only you had the chance to marry a himbo of your own, or a knight, or a squire, or a kitchen lad, but you're too shy.
Be honest.
It'll never happen.
There's like a huge will they won't they between Priscilla and the kitchen lad here.
Oh yeah.
Both of whom we have offered like
kitchen
better clothes
lad.
And like
kitchen lad.
Up here he is. See how they both like stare out windows, ignoring that the other one is in the room?
Our kitchen wench, Priscilla. If you even noticed me, I'd be like a star.
It's like they love the chase.
I dream of you, Henry, every night.
Every night, every night, every night, every night.
But you're so far away. We could never be together. You're so far away.
I wish we were together.
And like, I'm not gonna force them to do it because it seems like this
You're
is part
so
of the chase for them.
Away.
Look at that. They're like inches away from kissing.
You're so far.
Hey, hey.
Yes, madam.
What's the deal here?
Oh, nothing.
Back to my chores. Like,
back to my station.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm constantly sending them the wrong message. I'm not saying don't date. I'm saying just like, friggin' do it already.
Mess. No, you're right, mistress.
You saw the nice clothes I left for you, right?
Yes.
You keep wearing that big pillowcase that you cut holes in the arm.
I'm saving the new clothes for the right time.
You know, okay. I'm going on a what is quickly becoming a less of a triple date and more of just like a everyone's going. And I think the two of you should come. I'm dating.
We should just have. Should we just have a ball? Should we just like go ahead and have a ball?
But then we have to plan a ball.
Yeah. Actually, I can do much of the planning, mistress.
Okay, yeah, and I'll be inches away from her helping every step of the way.
We can take care of most of
it. Okay, so you know you're close to her.
No, what? We're so no, far away.
We're so far apart.
All right. Okay.
It could never be.
Yes, the two of you.
It could never be.
You know what? Yes, I know the two of you work together to plan the ball. I need you to send an invite to Stu. I need you to send an invite
Might
to...
Might as well invite all nine. They sort of... And then you can pick...
Yeah, they're kind of a unit.
It's a ball, right?
Yeah.
Let it rip.
And while we're at it, why don't we just invite those three pages turn knights?
We should just invite them.
Not because I want to see them
They
or
probably won't even show up.
Could you believe it, that we might just go ahead and have a ball?
Let's have a ball.
Let's just have a ball out there.
Let's just go have a ball.
And the most important thing is to have fun.
The most important thing to do... It's not fun.
I can't stress it enough, though. The most important thing to do at the ball is to hook up.
Yeah. That's having fun.
And that's having fun.
Yeah. What is a ball for?
For having a ball.
And by having a ball, it means hooking up. Yeah.
Let's go ahead. Why not have a ball?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. Why not?
Why not?
Have a ball.
The ball is for having a ball. If you're not having a ball at the ball, what's the point of it all?
A show of extreme extravagance, the best it can be. All of us there in our best clothes, having a ball, just us three.
Not just us three, though, there are lots of people, and we'll have some decorations. Make sure that we have the drapery feast, and like also some kind of ice one. Let's just have a ball.
Why not have a ball?
And we're planning the ball, yes, we're planning the ball, you and me at this tiny little table.
And I think it's best if you cover the kitchen and I cover the rest and we don't see each other.
I think that's best as well. I could never be near you, that would be far too extreme.
But I think maybe we'll have to talk about the drapes and these things. But maybe at the ball, when the ball is all planned, then you and I can just sit back and look at it all. Maybe when the ball is done, we can sit back and just take it all in. Maybe you and I at the ball.
Yeah, I just got a falcon just flew through my window.
I just got a falcon invite. Oh, our
Our three little loves are throwing a ball.
They're throwing a ball.
Oh, shit.
And we get to go one and all.
I was also invited.
Yeah, that makes sense. You are more important than the three of us.
But we still all can go together and try not to make a fuss.
At the ball.
Have a ball at the ball.
Find love at the ball, and who will it be with? Will anyone be single at the end of this? I can't even imagine.
Find out
when we return to the second half of Emo Nights the Musical.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back, you little emo knights.
Name of the musical, and also you. When we last left, our three heroines were planning a ball, and they had invited their ex-boyfriends to come, and the Duke. And also the chambermaid and the little kitchen boy were there planning the whole thing. And it's the night of the ball? How will this all resolve? Find out now, the second half of Emo Nights.
And to light another candle in the candelabra. Oh, how it sparkles and gleams. What a beautiful vision. The moonlight streaming in through the giant windows, the stars in the sky. It almost gives one a feeling of possibility.
Wow, looking at the beautiful outside of this hall, it makes you feel like anything is possible. Like maybe we could work it out. Maybe things could turn around for us and our girlfriends. Ex-girlfriends.
Do you know, like, today I was like, I know I'm going to shine my boots. Even if they get dusty again... Why not have them be clean right now?
It's important for them to be clean now.
I can live in the moment of this.
Yeah, nice feather, by the way.
Thanks. I put in an extra fluffy one for the occasion.
Feels like anything could happen on a night like tonight. I'm feeling good and I'm feeling alright.
Feels like I could live forever on a moment like this. Yeah, I know I can do it. Yeah, I can do this.
I'm feeling pretty good, I'm also feeling okay. On a night like tonight, we
which came after today.
After today, tonight, and tonight, tomorrow. What could happen tonight? Baby, nobody knows.
Oh, alright, everything's alright for these three nights.
On a night like tonight.
Alright, everything is alright for these three nights.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yesterday was yesterday, tomorrow's not here. Today is today, and that's incredibly clear.
Next week is not my issue, and last month I don't care, because I'm just in this moment right here.
It is right now it is now. I can tell that it's now, 'cause I am here right now.
Everything is alright for these three nights.
Everything is alright for these three nights.
Together with my sweetheart tonight. If she notices me, then everything would be alright. But I know that I'm low station and it cannot be true. But I know that I want it when I'm looking at you.
It's just the first time that I ever took off my pillowcase. And I wiped off the soot from my face. Does it mean I'm feeling hopeful? Does it mean I'm feeling light? Well, maybe it feels like it could happen tonight.
This party, and by planet I mean I had someone else plan it, and everyone I've ever known is here.
And it's all alright, it's all alright for these three nights.
For these three nights,
it's all alright, it's all alright for these three.
Happening on a night like tonight. I'm rarely invited, this is quite a sight.
Oh.
I normally run the kingdom and I stay in my room with my special holy grail that could make the world go boom. I didn't bring it, no, I left it at home. 'Cause what will happen tonight, nobody knows.
'Cause tomorrow's tomorrow, yesterday is today.
And what will happen, maybe no.
Invitation, sir.
Here you are.
And yours, sir.
Here you go.
Thank you.
They're gonna announce us. This part's really cool. I really love this part.
Introducing Sir Carlisle, Sir Peter, Sir Branson. Ah, yes. Whoa, they really. This place is.
It's alright tonight.
Good, you actually did show up. Hi.
Oh, you look, Genevieve, you look incredible. Wow, you really dressed up your ballroom like so sick.
Thanks. Yeah, there was a lot of like dead animals that was sort of my dad's thing, and I was like, no, these all have to go.
I'm sorry, and also congratulations about your bad dad.
Thank you, and also thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard about what I've been up to, but I quested for the Blue Falcon and
heard it like took care of it like a roll.
Yeah, and then I was like out helping my bros with their thinking tree in the Grail. Sort of like traveling. I took some time to travel, and like the cool thing about travel is it's actually like you learn a lot about yourself. Yeah, I found that to be like this.
Did you
cool
find that you, and what specifically would you say you learned about yourself?
I learned that maybe.
Oh, he's using the travel line. This is terrific. Yeah. This is going to work, dude.
I mean, it really depends on what he says next. Because,
so true.
The traveling is actually not, it actually is just stalling if there's not sort of like a concrete
learned
self-growth
thing
that you come
so
back.
So true, so true, King.
So I kind of like.
You can do it, bro.
I kind of learned that, like, no matter where you go, you're taking yourself with you. And that sometimes travel can be a form of education, and sometimes it can be a crutch and you're running away. And I figured out that I was running away.
Oh, there. Look at that big, strong boy over there with the stew.
Wait, Genevieve.
Yeah, sorry. What?
Wait, don't look at... Oh, no. Stuart Grimley.
Hey. Hiya. It's me, Stuart Grimley.
Introducing Sir Stuart... of Stu Grimley.
Hello. Hello, everyone. It's so good to be here. Oh, my gosh. You all look amazing.
Oh, my God.
The,
what, are
the
you
other
there?
Eight of you. The other eight of you, straighten up. Your posture's terrible.
Oh, oh, sorry. No, oh, I think it's okay.
Why is one of my shoulders higher than the other?
It hurts me.
Can you push it down?
You dislocated it.
Oh,
you
that's to, right. That's what happened.
Go, Stuart. Stuart, you're doing great.
It's all good, guys. You have to forgive my brothers. They're crazy. But no, like, it's so good to see everybody. The thing about hanging out with me and my brothers is, like, everything's always a good time. People say I have, like, golden retriever energy. Yeah. Have you heard that?
Wow. What are you, like, Jesus? Are you, like, 6'6"?
Yeah, actually, six. My? I'm actually 6'6 and a half. Not that it's a big deal.
Oh, you count the half. Okay.
Well, like, we make them because, like, sometimes it's fun for us to line up by height order. And so, like, the half
inch. And I'm 6'6 and three quarters.
And I'm 6'6 and a quarter.
So that's the only reason why we know.
We all know our heights.
What's crazy about our lives is it feels like things always work out.
Yeah.
Sometimes things are bad.
When?
But for us, we're like, what? Because for us, things are good. Always.
Sometimes the clouds get in the sky.
When?
But then they basically leave after giving us the right amount of rain.
Right.
Just enough to clean off the window pane.
Sometimes I feel kind of bad.
When?
When I just remembered that never happens.
Right.
I always feel fine. The sun's in the sky.
They say when God closes a door, he opens a window. But I have found that all of our doors are open, and so are all the windows.
Oh.
For us, always.
We live in sunshine and pastoral life all of our days.
Cause everything is always great for us, always. Wow, that must be, nice.
It's terrific.
Yeah, sometimes I think about reflecting, and then I think, I can go run instead.
What would be, like, I don't know, what's the hardest thing you've ever accomplished in that, like, you know,
we lifted that big chest. We lifted that big chest for Mom.
It was so heavy, and
Mom wanted this
down,
big chest.
And she wanted it up.
Yeah.
So we lifted it up from down.
It was big.
That was pretty tough. And then that time we went on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
From what?
Oh, you know, just got out
to
somewhere else.
We went to the shore.
To the shore.
But sometimes when you get back, you're like, I need a vacation from my vacation.
Did you feel that way?
Not really. I thought I might, but then I was like, this is also good.
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable almost all the time.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you brought food. Interesting.
Yeah,
we just brought some nugs.
Oh, you brought nugs?
Yeah, nugs.
Okay. What's that big pot you're carrying?
Oh, that's my stew.
Oh, you brought stew.
Yeah, I'm a terrific cook.
Yeah, okay. This stew is killer.
I've heard about this stew.
So good. You're going to freaking love this stew.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
Ladle it up for her, dude.
All right.
Oh, right now, right away. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll take a bowl of...
Everything is always great for us. Always. Everything is always great for us. Always.
A lot of cardamom.
We'd never look down at our dusty boots and be filled with sadness or malaise. Because everything is always great for us. Always.
Look at those guys.
I freaking hate those guys.
I hate those.
How do they bring stew to a ball?
But they made it look cool somehow.
The worst thing is that it's working. Like,
I know.
Their whole social strategy works.
I don't know that it's a social strategy. I truly feel like those men have one speed.
Yeah.
And it's that they're having a good time.
Yeah. And who would not be attracted to that?
I mean, I wish I could be like that. I don't know how to even, I don't know that I even have that speed.
I have it sometimes, but I also have to have my speed where I'm looking at my dusty boots wondering why.
I mean, like, yeah, how do you have high highs without the lows?
Low lows. How do you appreciate it?
And sometimes I feel like I seek out low lows.
Do you guys think I shouldn't have talked about travel so much with Genevieve?
No, I thought the travel thing was good. I thought you got cut off at a critical point.
I know.
You were really building to something.
And now she's over there chatting with Stu.
And his stew is good.
I don't know if she likes it, though. She's making a...
Yeah, it seems like she's like on the fence.
She's really taking her time.
Yeah, there's...
Do you like it?
Yes. I do.
Oh,
I do like
that's
it.
That's terrific.
It's good.
You're really cute, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just like look great. Do you have a boyfriend?
I don't.
Whoa.
Wow, that was loud and from across the room. Did you have something you wanted to say for Carlisle? Sorry, Sir Peter.
What's the deal, Dusty Boots?
Oh, I just, yeah, everyone is looking at me, but yeah, I just gotta say... Stop and look at me instead.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I get lost in the maze of my own head, making things more complicated than they need to be. I was just about to tell you how my heart's been set free. Can we get back? Do what we were doing together.
Wow, 18 months ago.
Yeah. Can we get back to what we were doing together?
Can we just go back after a year and a half? After so much has changed, for example, I killed my dad, and now I run this village, and you are a knight. Do we still have what we had then? Can we make things right?
Can we go back to what we were doing
together?
Pretend like those months haven't passed or whatever.
Good, 'cause I wouldn't.
It's more like, can we get back to being together?
Being together.
'Cause I've learned and I've grown and now I know I'll never leave you again. We can put on a name and a title.
Your title.
No, like a title of like
care about art.
Title.
Yes, no, that I do.
Okay,
care
cool.
About.
Shit. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I'm being clear.
I just want you to know that like it seems like you've gone. It seems like you've grown. But I didn't need you to have a crown or a throne. I just needed you to be clear with what you thought. This was after four long years.
Can we get back
Can
to what we were doing
together?
They're slowly moving across the floor to each other.
Can we get back to what we were doing together?
What? Would you call that a disco ball?
And now lift me
to sky.
Whoa, that lift.
Pause.
Okay.
I gotta take my own advice that I've been screaming at this tiny maid.
Who, me?
Yeah, Priscilla.
Yeah?
And also you, other one.
Yeah, Henry.
Listen. Seize the day. You never know, and I know this part's fun. The will they won't they is attractive to everyone. But tomorrow, you could be dead, 'cause your daughter might kill you.
when you have done a bad job running the kingdom.
Will you take my hand, Priscilla? Will you come on to the potassium?
Try
so.
It. You have to try it anyway.
Ouch. It's fine.
I weigh 85 pounds soaking wet.
Don't worry, little dude. We're all very tall and we'll help you.
Help me.
Whoa.
Priscilla flies into the sky. I think I can catch her if I look in her eyes.
Oh, no, we the big strong brothers
we
threw her way too high.
The chandelier, should I drop?
Stu, get over here.
Should I get back to what I
Can
was
get back
doing?
To what I
should
was
I get back to what I was
get
doing?
Back to what with you?
No, I
or
don't
should
wanna
I
go
do?
Back.
I
don't wanna go back at all.
I'm gonna let go.
Let go, Priscilla.
With the help of all of those brothers.
Priscilla.
Henry.
Will you marry me?
Yes, Henry.
Good.
Wow. Good. Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
All right. Good. Let's go
let's
get married.
Also, we need to bring out the pheasant course.
Oh, right. We yes. have to finish serving.
Yes. But I love you.
I love you too.
I love you. Thank you for this. Thank you, mistress.
Oh, you love me?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I guess I love you too.
Yeah, I love you too.
You're like a benevolent dictator.
Yeah.
Thank you, yes.
You're definitely, like, better than we could ever hope for in this time.
Yeah. That's right.
Very kind.
This is the
very
system of government we have, and I'm trying making it work as best we can.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Go get married, but, like, let me know if you're taking time off, because I do need to fill those positions.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Sorry.
We'll let you know.
So, notice you hadn't had any of my stew in a while.
Your stew is bad.
What?
Like, I'm sorry, it seems like maybe no one has ever told
no
you
one has ever
this?
Told me anything Whoa. Bad at all.
I've never had we don't have like feedback. I guess we don't get like feedback.
Yeah. What does that even mean? Like you didn't like it?
We tried to feed you and you gave it back.
Oh, feedback. Yeah, that's what's happening here.
You're
yeah.
giving me you're giving me like pushback on anything I say.
Have you eaten this stew?
Oh, never. I just share it with everybody.
That's
He's really
like
generous.
So kind of you. You should definitely try the stew.
All right. I'll try right now.
See how it's like very spicy from like cardamom, which is not like the spice that you think about when you think about like so very spicy.
It feels like my brain is breaking. You're telling me I did something like bad and not perfectly?
But look, stew, it's fine. Because like think about how good the next good stew you taste is, now that you've had this truly heinous stew that you made and bombed so incredibly thoroughly.
Grimbly,
how dare you talk to me, Knight? But wait, I guess you make a good point.
Yeah.
Also, I think I'm higher stationed than you. And I guess that's how dare I?
Oh, I thought I was like Lorded Gentry.
Oh, yeah, you might be.
Yeah, I think
I'm not super clear.
I think they are, because all of our girlfriends were slightly above our station. That's why it was
Wait,
a struggle.
We thought they cared about that, but
But they don't, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, still,
I'm,
sometimes...
How dare
I'm
you the knight of the Whispering Tree. No,
well, we're not
totally
peasants.
Fair.
We're not peasants. We're
no,
knights.
No, you're knights. That's true.
So I think it's chill that we talk, but we should still have a slight deference.
Yeah.
Well,
to the landed gentry. We don't even like...
Here's what I'm thinking, though, like...
But here's actually our guy who can maybe clear this up.
Here's what,
Duke of Earl.
Duke of Earl. Yes, you technically are higher station than my knight. But my knight is, I feel like, also making a good point. And I was like, you can say it. You sure? Yeah, no, like, go for it. Like, what are you doing later?
Me?
Yeah.
I was gonna... I don't know. Are you asking me to like hang out?
No, sorry. I'm trying to be more honest with my feelings. I'm asking you on a date.
Oh. Yeah.
And if that's not your thing?
No, it is.
I've learned you need to be clear. And this would be the moment that you say like, I am not into that. Or like maybe.
I'm maybe into that. I just never had anyone
give me pushback enough to not assume my sexuality.
I'll give you tons of pushback. I'm all about pushback because the world does nothing but push back at me.
See, and I think you need a little more of seeing the world as glass half full.
Wow. We might be good for each other, actually.
Whoa. This is turning out to be as good a night as a night could hope for.
I think it's been, like, pretty good. And I didn't even bring the Holy Grail. And I thought about it.
Yeah, I feel like you've been making, like, I feel like everyone's been like, man, it's been a while since I've seen the Duke of Earl. It's good to see him back out and about.
I'm, like, feeling good, like, being out in these streets.
And I'm feeling good that I'm about to be married.
And I'm feeling good that I'm about to go on a date.
And I'm feeling good that my girlfriend's finally gonna get some.
And I'm feeling good that maybe you're with me, Genevieve.
I'm feeling like I have to run this whole
thing. Of course.
Hey. So, like, how does this work? Because you're a knight, like, over there. Like, can I, like, acquire?
Yeah, sure.
Or...
Do you know what? What if we instead just think about tonight?
Yeah.
What if we don't get ahead? We just live for tonight.
Tomorrow is tomorrow.
Today is today.
But there's something so full of emotion about the way the moon is hanging today. What an emo night. An emo night. Where everything is fully charged and somehow about that night, that they didn't live forever, but they did live like they were going to live forever. On this, an emo night.
The end.
The end.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. We really bopped through that ball half.
We really did.
In a way that I loved.
What an emo night.
Wow.
Listen, everyone was happy. Probably.
They're happy for now. And you know what? That's great. They're Listen, living for that.
All we have
moment.
Is now.
All we have
and
is
that's
now.
The lesson.
I love that ending.
You me too.
You
so
gotta
sweet.
Listen, you shine your greaves, not because dust won't be on them tomorrow, but because you have to wear them
I'm
today.
I'm sorry, greaves?
Greaves, I believe, are
first time when, this is coming
I
up.
Know.
Remember when we were like
I love it.
Wrist armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can only think of boots.
One of those is called Greaves.
I just said boots over and over.
I think Greaves are
dust your Greaves.
Dust your Greaves.
Dust your Greaves.
And take that dust you wrote anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Philip. What a voice. What a talent. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
I'm sure, I hope Sleepy Babies are already following your stuff, but tell them where to find you.
Yeah.
Sure. You can find me at Philip Labus. That's P-H-I-L-I-P, one L in Philip.
One L.
L-A-B-E-S. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, all the places. And go listen to my new record, Spring. It's really neat. I'm making a record for every season in 2022 inspired by Vivaldi's Four Seasons. So summer's going to be out later this month. Maybe by the time you listen to this. Who knows?
Wow.
But,
maybe?
Maybe.
But look forward to it?
Yeah.
If not, and if it's there, go listen to it right now.
Yeah, go listen to Spring otherwise.
Listen to Spring for sure.
You gotta listen to Spring.
Thank you guys so much for having me on the pod. This was so fun.
Oh,
I really,
gosh,
really
of course.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Our absolute thank you for pleasure. Being here.
You crushed it. We want to say thank you to everyone who came out to our Netflix is a Joke show.
Yeah, you know, that may have been weeks ago. I'm a little... Or maybe not.
Listen, when we say this is our last day in the studio, it is because Brett is moving, and because of that, we are banking in advance, so we don't know what actually time is right now.
But thank you anyway.
But thank you anyway, and thank you for listening, as always, to this show. And as we say, at the end of literally every episode...
If you're not consistent with what you put in your stew...
My friend... I have some feedback for you.
Bye!